A very good evening, Zimbabwe. Welcome to Studio 7's Live Talk, where we're broadcasting from Washington, D.C. Although we're broadcasting from our homes due to the coronavirus pandemic, I'm Marvelous Mhlanga Nyahuye, broadcasting from my home in Washington, D.C. Currently, Zimbabwe has 103 active cases and 132 cases, cumulative people that have actually tested for COVID-19. And as you know, we have four deaths, and we have some good news that there are some recoveries that have come up. But while we're waiting for my co-host, Sandakile Mhlanga, I'm going to jump in and call in Dr. Admojo Kwira to just come in and weigh in on what we're seeing happening at the moment in Zimbabwe. Welcome to the program, Dr. Jokwiro.
Good evening, Marvelous.
Tell us about the situation in Zimbabwe, the increase in the number of COVID-19 cases that we've seen happening currently overnight, really.
Well, I think these developments that have happened over the past few days are not something that we can say we didn't expect. I think the bulletin from the ministry explains that it hasn't really happened overnight, but I think these cases started to increase earlier on this week. But because the increases were steep, the acceleration was huge. They did some retesting, resampling, and everything else just to verify that things were, quite in order. But I think the arrival of a lot of our citizens back from South Africa, where again we have seen a steep rise in the last 3 weeks from about 5,000 cases around April 26th to now up to 25,000, over 25,000 cases today, is contributing a lot to the rise that we are seeing in Zimbabwe. In fact, things could get worse. We could get more cases as more of our citizens continue to come back to Zimbabwe. So it's clear where the source of infection is coming from. We cannot blame anyone for this. Our people want to come back home because people are losing jobs. Economies are in recession. So because of the high number of cases in South Africa, obviously some of our people are exposed to those. And the way people are coming back on buses together, again, there's a risk of transmission of infection. And as they go into the quarantine facilities, again, if they do not observe certain guidelines or procedures, again, there's a risk of infections. So the fact that of those new cases that were reported, only one or two, are not from the quarantine facilities, I think explains a lot. And this is where our focus should go in terms of containing the spread of the infection.
So what's your advice, especially to the government, for example, regarding the quarantine facilities where these people returning from Zimbabwe, the Zimbabweans, are being kept?
Well, I think it's now clear to us that, given the numbers, we need to be able to interrogate where the infections are happening. Are these people who are positive before even they leave South Africa or Botswana? Are these people who are getting infected as they are traveling back to Zimbabwe? Are these people getting infected as they enter or as they are in the quarantine facilities? So we need to evaluate the whole chain and see where, and strengthen in terms of preventive action at every level. If possible, let's get the people tested before they even get onto the buses to come back home, not with the intention of stopping them from coming back, but with the intention of then implementing extra precautions. Say, suppose someone tests positive before they get onto the bus coming back home. I think it will be important to ensure that they could possibly be separated from those that are not infected. The use of masks, protective measures, social distancing, and everything else, I think they have to be observed even as the people are traveling back home. When they get into the quarantine facilities, I think self-isolation, again, is important. We need to maintain that people are in self-isolation as they are in the quarantine facilities. They don't meet with others. So facilities must be appropriate to ensure that that can happen. Those that test positive while they're in quarantine facilities, I think, again, it's important to take them to other self-isolation centers where they can get treatment and monitoring. It's also important to monitor what is happening in the quarantine facilities. Mm-hmm. We need to ensure that people are not mixing relaxing. We need to ensure that people are not escaping from the quarantine facilities. So if there are things that need to be corrected in the quarantine facilities, because we have read a lot about people escaping the quarantine facilities, so we need to be able to contain that. And I think every Zimbabwean, the corporate sector, non-governmental organizations, I think because in some of the quarantine facilities, there may be some challenges, and I think we've been getting those messages even from the ministry that there are some gaps that need to be covered. Let's come together as Zimbabwe. Mm-hmm. Let's make sure the quarantine facilities adequate and comfortable for people to be able to stay, and they have enough food, and that they have enough security. So I think we need to insulate locals from our returning residents until these returning residents have been passed fit to get into the community, or they've been appropriately isolated.
Mm-hmm. Maybe let's just getting our other guests while I wait for my co-host. Thank you very much, Dr. Admonjo Kwiro there. We've got another guest, but before I bring on our other guest, this is we're talking about a situation that is brewing here in America, where we've seen a lot of protests taking place in a place called Minneapolis. So we're going to be having a guest coming in to just weigh in on what we're seeing happening, because some of the situations that are happening here in America, we've also seen them happening in Zimbabwe, where today three members of the MDC led by Nelson Chamisa were given bail to be able to come back to court coming from home. But we'll be talking about that as we go along. But for now, maybe let me bring in our other guest while we're waiting for my co-host. Hello, please introduce yourself and tell us what's happening in Minneapolis currently.
Hello, everyone. Hello, Zimbabwe, from all the four corners of the world. My name is Comfort Dondo, and I am a young Zimbabwean activist, women's rights activist based in Minneapolis, Minnesota, but I call Zimbabwe my first home. So what is happening in Minnesota right now is really, really heart-wrenching. It is particularly heart-wrenching for me because the level of violence and police brutality that is happening in Minneapolis, in the place where I have been living for the last 16 years, reminds me also of what has been going on back home in Zimbabwe with the current situation that has been mentioned here by Marvelous regarding the, you know, the violence that the three women have faced, the three MDC activists have faced. So, yeah, in Minneapolis, we have really violent riots going on, protests that is happening as a result of the killing of yet another black man who was not resisting police arrest. And these killings have been happening quite a bit throughout the USA. And this one will be another one we add on to Minnesota. So this is what's happening. And I would like to particularly say, actually, this incident happened right on my block, where I live and work. So it has really hit close to home, and that is why this is something that is really, really heart-wrenching for me personally, because it's happened in my neighborhood.
Hey, just come in there and say, so what parallels can be drawn between what is happening in Minneapolis and what we're seeing happening in Zimbabwe? What parallels do you think there are between what's happening in Minneapolis right now and what we're also seeing happening in Zimbabwe when we look at police brutality and things like that? I think we've lost Comfort, but let's just show you the video of what's happening in Minneapolis currently.
Thank you.
We're seeing the situation that is currently happening. Actually, while people are fighting COVID-19, some Americans and, you know, some other people have been going on the streets of Minneapolis to try and protest against the death of a young African-American man who was killed at the hands of the police. But we seem to have my co-host here, so let's try and bring her onto the show. Star, how are you?
I'm good, marvelous. Yes, what's going on? I see you have been talking about what's happening in Minneapolis.
Yes, apparently, yes, we just wanted to touch base because we have a Zimbabwean who's actually based there, but we also have Dr. Admojo Kwiro on the line. He's waiting, he's one of our guests. We're currently looking at the situation with COVID-19 in the country and also looking at the political situation where we saw three MDC members, the ladies being given bail today. But you can go ahead and just give us a look at what's happening globally when we look at COVID-19. What do the cases look like?
All right. Marvelous. I would like to acknowledge our viewers. I'm Sthandekile Mhlanga. Kulabo ke abakade bengakangiboni kumbe bezwa ukuthi sikhuluma ngani lapha uma bona budelwane besilitshengisa wona ngobe kusenzakala eMinneapolis laphana kulomunye wabansundu othi ubehlukuluzwa ngamapholisa ngabona libonile ke umfanekiso wakhe ugcwele nje indawana yonke lapho abamnyathela khona entanyeni abesekhonona ngokuthi uyehluleka ukuphefumula ngakho ke bayamlungisa ke lapha labaye abanye ke sebetshengisela ukuthi ubulewe ngakho kufanele amapholisa lawo ajeziswe. Kodwa ke hayi lamhla ke sibamba indaba ezimbalwa nje. Kodwa emqoka yangkhona ingeyodaba lolu olwegcikwane le-coronavirus. Sinanzelela ukuthi eZimbabwe inani leli leqile kakhulu lisuka kumachumi amahlanu le singathi amachumi amahlanu le lesithupha laya kukhulu lantathu i-103 leqeke kakhulu ngoba kube lama singathi ngama cases izehlakalo ezingamachuma isikhombisa lasithupha i-76 okuhle kwabeka inani leli laqansa kakhulu ngakho yikho ke esikucubungulayo lamhlanje lapha kulolu hlelo. Yes, marvelous, we were talking about the global cases. We see that according to the John Hopkins University, as of now, worldwide, there are 5 million cases and above 700,000. And the deaths, there are 356,279. And of course, they are still going up, which means even as we're talking now, there could be 1 or more, 2, 10, 20, 30 more. And in the United States, the deaths have surpassed 100,000. We are now on 100,467, almost to 100,500. And the cases, that is the cases themselves, they are 1,700,000, as I say, it is still rising. They are still rising. So what we have now may be more in a few minutes, in a few hours. And in Zimbabwe, we see that we have 103 cases. And after a spike yesterday of the new 76 cases, which made the figure shoot up to this present one, but there are still 4 deaths and 25 recoveries. And some provinces, such as Mat South, which did not have many coronavirus cases now, and even those that did not have, will give you the actual details on that. Ngikho-ke lokhu esikubonayo lapha namhlanje-ke ukuthi emhlabeni jikelele-ke abantu asebele gcikwane le-coronavirus sebesedlula i-5 million, ngikho-ke izigidi ezilitshumi lalo mhlawumbe sokusiyabamba izigidi eziyisithupha ngoba seliphezulu njalo lapho lidlula izigidi ezinhlanu. Asebefileke bona sebezinkulungwane ezidlula amakhulu amathathu, 356,275. Khonapha-ke e-United States, lapha esisakaza sikhona, siyananzela ukuthi sokufe abantu abedlula inkulungwane ezilikhulu 100,000 sokule 100,467 asebebhubhile namhla. Amanombolo lawa ke siwathatha ekolitshini le-John Hopkins, njalo siyananzelela futhi ukuthi abalalo leli gcikwane sebesedlula ke isigidi esisodwa, njalo sebesiyaphosa bebambe ezimbili phela ngoba sokuyisigidi esisodwa lamakhulu ayisikhombisa 700,350. Lokhu ke amanombolo lawa ke siwathatha kukolitshi le-John Hopkins leli sinike wona. Ngakho ke yilo ke udaba esilucubungulayo lolu lokunye nje okunenganyana okwenzakalayo. Njalo lapha silindele umhlonitshwa wethu unkosikazi Chelesile Nyathi, yena ke ungumqondisi wenhlanganiso ye-Southwestern Gender Network, Southwestern Region Gender Network. Sithemba sizaba laye lapha ecingweni sixoxe ngalolu daba. Marvelous.
Aiwa kunawo vachangobva kupinda muchirongwa tiri kutarisa isuwo zviri kuitika pasi rose nemunyika panyaya yedambudziko rechirwere checovid-19 kana kuti coronavirus. Pari zvino munyika takatarisa zvatakabva kutambira, tiri kuona kuti bazi reutano riri kutaura iro kuti pane vanhu 102 vawanikwa ivo vachibatwa nechirwere ichi, uyezve vanhu vawana vane chirwere ichi chisanganisirwo vamwe i-132. Saka panapa tina isu tine chiremba vedu vari pano vachange vari kutibatsira kuzeya kuti tione kuti zvinorevei zvatiri kuona zvichiitika izvi. Chiremba munogona kupinda henyu, chiremba Admojo Kwiro, motitsananguro kuti zviri kuitika izvi zvinorevei, takatarisa mamiriro akaita zvinhu panyaya iyi yedambudziko rechirwere checovid-19.
Kuwedzera kuri kuita macases muZimbabwe zviri kutaridza kuti kudzoka kuri kuita zvizvarwa zveZimbabwe kubva kusouth Africa, kubva kuBotswana, especially kusouth Africa ndokune macases akawanda kudarika 25,000. So we are getting, tiri kuwana macase senyika kubva kune zvizvarwa zveZimbabwe zvinenge zviri ku pamwe vamwe vari kuita contacts ne mapatients anenge ne vamwe varwere vanenge vane chirwere checovid vari kusouth Africa ikoko, kana kuti pakufamba pakudzoka kuZimbabwe, kana kuti pavari kuzosvika vachinopinda maquarantine facilities. Kukwira kwemacase aya tinofanira kuti tizive kuti tikaita patati nemaactive cases for example 50 to compare tani maactive cases 100, risk iripo ndeyekuti mainfections anochikwanisa kuwedzerawo zvakanyanya muZimbabwe. Vana vakabuda maquarantine facilities kana kumaisolation facilities vanosangana nevamwe mucommunity. So the message kana kuti rudzidzo rwatinofanira kuti tione kubva kune kuwedzera kuita macases aya ndeyekuti ngatiwedzerei kuzvichengetedza, nekuti taane macase maactive cases 103 kureva kuti makere anokwanisa kuita contact nevanhu vakawanda, macases okwanisa kuraizawo kana kuwedzera muZimbabwe sanaka zviri kuitika kusouth Africa. So it's now more important, zvakosha kuti tizvidzivirire, tishandise zvesocial distancing, tishandise mamask, tigeze maoko, tigare mudzimba, atongofamba when necessary chete, nekuti taane makesa akawanda ende makesa aya ari kukwirira. Tikacherechedza kuti mazuva matatu kana mana mumashure tatingori pamacase 56, but mazuva matatu macases edu akwira apa 132. So tiri kufanira kuti tiwedzere kuzvichengetedza, tiwedzere kudzivirira chirwere ichi. Vazvizvarwa zveZimbabwe zviri kudzoka munyika yeZimbabwe, ngatikwanisei kuti kumaquarantine facility kwavari kugara kunge kuchiita kuti vakwanise kuita self isolation, vakwanise kunge vachigara mafacilities vayo kusvikira matests aitwa, nekuti tiri kunzwawo kuti kune vamwe vari kubuda mafacilities equarantine mazuva avo asina kukwana. Izvi zvinokwanisa kuita njodzi munyika yeZimbabwe. Zvakakosha kuti umwe naumwe mugari weZimbabwe tikwanise kuchengetedzana, tikwanise kuita responsible. Kumaquarantine facilities kwati kana kune zvichemo zviriko zvoda kugadziriswa, ngatigarei pasi, ngatibatsiranei senyika yese, tikwanise kunomeka sure kuti kumaquarantine facilities ikoko kunge kuri comfortable zvekuti vanhu vakwanise kugara zvakanaka.
Yeah. tiri panyaya yekuma quarantine facilities ikoko zvii zvingaitwe nehurumende sekutaura kwamuri kuita nekuti tiri kuona kuti macases azonza akawanda ari kunyanyobva ikoko zvii zvingaitwe kuti pagadziriswe ipapo imi vana chiremba mune chida kuona kuti paitwe sei
chakakosha pa COVID-19 kana kuti pacoronavirus ndepekuti timeke sure kuti hapana contacts vanhu havasi kusangana. So sezvandambotaura mashure kuti tirikufanira kuti cherechedze chain yese kubva munhu paari kusimuka kubva kuSouth Africa kana kubva kuBotswana kana kubva kunyika kwaari kubva mafambiro aari kuita munzira imomo kana pari sanika vanhu vari kushandisa marepatriation facilities ngatimeke sure kuti kana zvichikwanisika tikwanise kumaintaina minimum contact vanhu apo vari kufamba vachiuya pavari kupinda maquarantine facilities kana zvichikwanisika ngatitestei zvakare timeke sure kuti maextra precautions anokwanisa kutorwa kana munhu achinge aonekwa kuti ane chirwere ichi pavari mumaquarantine facilities imomo ngatimeke sure kuti tine monitoring iri kuitika because dzimwe nguva vanhuwo hative responsible enough so dzimwe nguva munhu anogumbuka nekungogara ari oga wotsvaga kuti rega nditaurewo nevamwe nditambewo nevamwe asi chirwere chatotaura nezvacho ichi hachidi izvozvo kuti vanhu vange vari padyo nepadyo so ngatikwanisei kuti maquarantine facilities kuitewo monitoring kuti vanhu vari kuteedza here zviri kutarwa neministry yehealth kuti vanhu vange vachiteedza ngakungewo kuine security inomeka sure kuti vanhu vachimonitwa mafambiro avari kuita nekuti vanhu vari kuzobuda mafacilities umu zvinogona kureva kuti hapana security yakakwana ngatimeke sure kuti pavari kugarawo pari comfortable kuti munhu anokwanisa kugara dzimwe nguva mwana anga ane mhuri netuvana nechii so vamwe vari kubuda nekuti pamwe anenge aita nzara handizivi asi ndiri kungofungidzira kuti zvinhu zvingada kuitwa kumeka sure kuti zvikwaniso zvekuti munhu agare zvakanaka zviri basic zviri standard ngazvinge zviriko
Maybe just you can say your last word so that I think we have another guest who's trying to come on. We can give room to the ladies. If you can just in English tell us from your observation, what can be done in these quarantine areas where we're seeing that most of these cases are now arising from? Are they now the new epicenters in Zimbabwe?
I think we can safely say they are now the new epicenters. But can a city epicenter... at this present moment, we can't really say tane infection ya buda muma quarantine facilities enda mu community. But tingava ma hot spots in terms of having high numbers ema cases. So we can call ma quarantine facilities, especially Great Bridge Mashingo, niche kukaita ma cases are so high in the last few days, ma hot spots. But the moment we start getting infections coming from these quarantine facilities going into the community, then they will become epicenters, and we want to prevent that. So it's important that as government, as citizens, as partners, let's move into these quarantine facilities and investigate what is happening. People are adhering to self-isolation rules and guidelines. Our people getting adequate facilities so that they can be able to stay in these facilities without thinking about running away. Positive cases getting to isolation facilities so that the non-negative cases in these quarantine facilities do not meet the positive cases. I think these are the things that we need to tackle, but I agree with you. We need to place our focus on these quarantine facilities because if we don't, they are going to become the epicenters for COVID-19 spread in Zimbabwe, and we don't want that.
Mm-hmm. Also, just maybe let's not forget, how can someone tell that they have COVID-19?
So quickly, in terms of identifying COVID-19, the symptoms are headache, fever, and a cough, usually a dry cough. These are the most common symptoms, marvelous. But you can also have fatigue. You can also have muscle pains, muscle weaknesses. So if you have a fever in this period and we are having increased number of cases, I think it's important for everyone to get tested and get screened for COVID once you feel unwell and you have a fever.
And the prevention?
So in terms of preventing, it's important that we recognize that this condition spreads by contact. It's a highly contagious disease. So let's make sure we wash our hands thoroughly using soap, using sanitizers for at least 20 seconds once we have gone out and have touched surfaces which may be contaminated. Or even if we haven't touched anything, it's just better to prevent than to be sorry. Let's make sure we practice social distancing. Let's make sure we use face mask, even even cloth masks. They are effective and they can prevent spread of COVID-19. I think let's minimize our mobility to the bare minimum, required. Let's only travel when necessary.
Thank you very much, Dr. Admojo Kwiro. I think now we're going to be bringing in Star so that we can see if we can get her guest. Thank you, Star. Over to you.
Yes, thank you, Marvelous. Lapoge Lizwe, ingcwethi kwezempila kahle udokotela obechasisa ke ngokuthi ngokunengi okuphathelane laleli gcikwane lokuthi umuntu ozizwa olalo uzizwa ngani ukuthi ulalo. Yikho ke lapho ke ade sichasela khona udokotela. Njalo ke besisakhuluma lapha ukuthi sikhangelele ukuzuza omunye umhlonitshwa wethu lo ke unkosazana Chelesile Nyathi, ngumqondisi wenhlanganiso ye-SWGN, kuthiwa ke yona yi-Southwestern Region ye-Gender Network, njalo ukunhlanganiso ye-Matabeleland Forum. Kodwa lokhe ke singakamboni. Yes, any luck, Marvelous, on the next guest?
The guest, I think the network is not very good. She's not here yet.
That's fine. Call her if you can. I'll see what I can do about that one. I was just explaining to the listeners what the doctor was saying on the symptoms of coronavirus. That how will you know that you've got it? It could be ukuthi uze ukuthi ubulayo uzezwa mhlawumbe ikhanda liyakuchaya mhlawumbe awusaphefumuli kuhle. Nokunye nje okuningi nengi ongakukhangelela. Kodwa ke kathesi ke njoba ngitshile ukuthi umhlonishwa wethu asimzuzi ke masinyane, sizazama ke ukuthi simchayele ke ngocingo sikhulume laye khonapha emoyeni ngoba ngani kuyehluleka ukuthi angene lapha ecingweni. Siyakwabukela kuhlelo unkosikazi Nyathi. Yes, so good. Yeah, hayi kulungile sizaxoxa la ukhona apha. Ngakho ke kuza ngisebenzisa ucingo lakho lemakhale ekhukhwini lapha iphone. Ngakho kuzamela uphakamise nje ilizwi lakho kancinyane ukwenzela ukuthi uzwakale. Okokuqala ke ungasitshela ukuthi wena ungubani nokuthi inhlanganiso yakho yipi ukuze abalaleli babekwazi.
Mina nginguChelesile Nyathi, ngisebenzela inhlanganiso okuthiwa yi-Southwestern Region Gender Network, i-SWGN, ekoBulawayo lapha kodwa esebenza isenhlangothini ezigoqela kusukela eNkabazwe kubuye koBulawayo, Matabele North and South.
Ungasitshela ukuthi ngalolu daba olwenzakalayo olwe-coronavirus, inhlanganiso yakho ingabe isebenza njani? Kule mpiko eliyethulayo yini kumbe usizo eliphathisa ngalo emphakathini ukuthi abantu bazwisise ukuthi igciwane leli ngelani njalo bebone ukuthi bengazisiza ngayo?
Kuningi esikwenzayo maqondana naleli gciwane elingumabhuqazwe. Okokuqala, nika abantu ulwazi ngoba siyananzelela ukuthi ulwazi olukhona kakhulu ku-social media olunye luyabakhohlisa abanye abanye ab
yabonisana
lama hello?
Yeah, ungaqhubeka.
Okay, siyabanika ulwazi, sibabonisa, sibaxwayisa ukuthi balandele kakhulu lezi xwayiso ezabempilakahle, ezabe-health. Konke khona lokhu kukhulunywayo zakuma-communities, ikakhulu emaphandleni, ngoba yikho lapho ngani bakuthathele kancane igciwane leli. Ngani emaphandleni lapha it's business as usual, akukabi khona labo social distancing, lokuthi bathole ama-masks, lokuthi balandele nje isixwayiso, ngaba kakuthathi phansi. So siya luisa kakhulu sikhasana lezinye inhlanganiso ukuthi khona abantu babe lolwazi oluqondileyo bavikeleke emkhuhlaneni lowo.
Yebo ke manje ikuyileli kutholayo lapho nxa likhuluma labantu baqedisisa ukuthi kwenzakala njalo libancedisa ngayo.
Abanye bayaqedisisa kodwa abanye abakaqedisisi njengoba ngithile ukuthi sibancedisa ngokuthi sinike lolu lwazi ukuthi kade vele igciwane leli le-corona kuyini abantu bangazivikela kanjani siyabanika lolu lwazi kanti futhi lokuthi ukuzivikeleni lapha kukhona lapho sifike khona sibanika la ma-masks kanti njalo abanye ngenxa yohlupho lolu osulube khona sokube lokuhlukumezana ezindlini siyabaqondisa sibaxwayise sibanethiwekhe lezinye inhlanganiso for counseling services ukuthi basizakale.
Yebo ke kuyezwakala manje lapha nxa siyabona ukuthi isikhundla sakho lapha ngugender kule gender network enhlanganisweni yakho likhangela njani lapho ukuthi amathuba abesifazana labesilisa njani igcikwane le coronavirus leli lingabe likhathaza olunye uhlangothi okwedlula olunye yini siyananzelela kathesi nxa sikhangela abantu badinga amanzi, badinga impuphu, lokunye okuningi-ningi. Ungathi uhlupho lolu lwe-coronavirus luhlasela luphi uhlangothi phakathi kwabantwana, omama, oba?
Njengoba inhlanganiso yethu ikhangela kakhulu ngobulili, ngokulinganiswa kwamathuba, sinanzelela ukuthi igciwane leli lihlukumeza kakhulu omama lamantombazana. Asithi ukuthi obaba kalibahlukumezi, kodwa njengoba usuke wakuthinta futhi, omama yibo ababa lohlupho lokuthi baphume bayedinga amanzi. Khonapha ngikhuluma nje kobulawayo bona bakakula manzi ayaqeda iviki yonke engekho kunzima. Kodwa thina nxa sesibakhuthaza abantu ukuthi gezani izandla after every 20 minutes, bathi sigeze nani la manzi angikhona kawakho. Le makhaya bahamba imimango emide ukuthi bathole lawo manzi kabawatholi. Kanti nokuselela nje izimkhulekuthiwa sizithi thina kuphahla stay at home, hlala ngekhaya. Abantu bathi sizahlala njani lokudla lokhu singelakho? Ingapha kulolu hlangothi futhi kukomile kakhulu, lezulu kalinanga, akulakudla, abantu bababe bedinga lokudla. Siyanazela omama igciwane leli liyabahlasela, liyaba-affecta kakhulu ngoba vele lona nxa silikhangele this COVID-19 pandemic affects women and men differently. Siyananzelela ukuthi even sikhangela ezisebenzini, sikhangela abezempilakahle abaningi, 75% of the healthcare workforce nabomama. Lokhu kuyaincrease zilakiwuthi that they will be exposed to the deadly coronavirus. Kanti futhi nxa kugulwa kumbe kunakekelwa, yibo abanakekela even ezindlini benakekela abagulayo. So lokhu kuyaba-expose ukuthi bangalithola bona compared to their male counterparts. Singatsho ukuthi bona kalibahlukumezi, kuyabahlukumezi, kodwa njengoba thina sikhangela ngezokuli.
Yes, kuyezwakala. Kuyezwakala. Njengoba nje ukuchasisa ngesiNdebele, if you can briefly put it again in English ukuthi how is this coronavirus affecting gender?
Okay, from a gender perspective, COVID-19 has affected the rights of citizens. Like I said earlier on, it has affected women and men differently. If we look at sexual reproductive health and rights issues for women and girls, there's been a debate upset in that the restrictions on movement. Women cannot easily access SRHR services, for example, contraceptives. Like I said again, that women comprise more than 75% of the healthcare workforce. This increases the likelihood that they will be exposed to the deadly coronavirus. The right to health has been affected as citizens are failing to visit hospitals and clinics for their routine medical checkups, like in the rural area. Also looking at the economy. Most women are breadwinners, or should I say they depend on informal trading. So it also affects them. It affects their sole source of income.
Uh-huh. Yeah, okay. Thank you very much. Do stay on the line. We'll come back to you. Marvelous. That was Chalesi Lenyati, the coordinator of Southwestern Region Gender Network. We'll go back to her. Over to you. Yebo ke sisamelele omunye wethu lapha silikhumbuzeke ukuthi lapha ke silokhe siphethe udaba lwe-coronavirus njalo sikhangela ukuthi inani lasebele gcikwane leli seliqongile kwele Zimbabwe lisuka ke phezu kwamachumi amahlanu lisiya phezu kwekhulu ngoba izolo nje likabula kube lemanye njalo ezinye zehlakalo ezingu-76 yamachumi ayisikhombisa lesixhupha okuyikho kuhle kwaliqansisa laphezulu. Ngakho abaningi-ke kungabavelela phandle, sikhangela o-South Africa, sikhangela o-Botswana. Yikho-ke lapho okukhanya amanani lawa avela khona. Marvelous.
Ai wa tinotenda vese vari pachirongwa chedu pari zvino regaiti dzoke zvakare kuna muzvare Comfort Dondo. Timbonzwa muzvare Comfort Dondo. Tinoona kuti panguva ino yeCovid-19 munyika tiri kunzwa kuti vananya madzimai vari kutarisana nenyaya yemhirizhonga uyezve nekushaya zvekudya nezvimwe zvakadaro. Zvii zvamuri kusanganawo nazvo? Tinoona kuti mune sangano rinoshanda nemadzimai. Mungatiudzwo here nezvesangano renyu uyezve kuti munoshanda sei nemadzimai muZimbabwe?
Ndinotenda nekunipa mukana wokuti nditaurawo mamiriro akaita kurarama kwemadzimai panguva inoi. Nguva inoi nguva yakaoma, yakaomera vose mhuri dzose, asi madzimai tinoziva kuti pese panongoitika mhirizhonga munyika ingava hondo, ingava iyo COVID-19, tinoona kuti madzimai ndo anowanza kutakura uremu hwezvinhu izvozvi pamafudzi avo. Sezvamborehwa nevabva kutaura vakati madzimai ndo anonyanya kushanda muhealthcare field. Saka and madzimai ndo zvakare vanoriritira vana. Saka tiri kusangana nekuti madzimai vanoremerwa zvakanyanya nenyaya yeCovid, nekuti ndo vakatakura maburdens akawanda for mafamilies. Organization yedu inonzi Pumulani, Minnesota African Women Against Violence. Asi haingoshandi chete kuMinnesota, tinoshanda munyika dzakasiyana siyana kusanganisira nemuZimbabwe, nyaya maAfrican countries. Tikuona kuti nyaya yeviolence iri kuwanda nenyaya yeCovid-19, nekuti vanhu mhuri dzakawanda vanga vasina kugadzirira iro denda irori raitika. So madzibaba ari kuluza mabasa avo. Nyaya yekunzi quarantine, uri kufoswa kuti urambe uchigara uri pamwe chete nemhuri usina masolutions ekuti mari chabva kupi. Saka mafrustrations waya ari kukonzera kuti mhirizhonga idzinyanye kuwanda muDzimba. Saka tiri kuona mafone calls ari kuramba achiwanda. Totarisawo zvakare panyaya yeviolence general, kwete just domestic violence. Violence chaiyo, just violence against women. Tikatarisawo kunyaya kwedu kuZimbabwe tiri kuona zviri kuitika. Ndofunga mavhiki maviri apfuura takaona vanasikana vazhinji vachitaura mabatirwo avakaitwa chibharo nemunhu mumwe chete. Inyaya yetiri kuenderera mberi, handidi hangu kuramba ndichienda nayo, asi ndo zvimwe zvatiri kuona zviri kubuda panguva ino yeCovid-19. Haasi maisolated incidents. Pese panoitika zvinhu zvakadai, makrisis akadai, vanhu vanowana nguva yakawanda yekureflecta nekunyatsofunga kuti chii changa chimbonyatsoitika. Saka ndozvatiri kuona. Totarisawo even kuMinneapolis yanga yata ndichimbocover e-violence iyoyo. It's another form of violence yatinoshanda nayo muorganization medu. Tinoiti violence by the system. E-violence munyika nekuda kwekuti vanhu vanofanira kunge vachitichengeta, they're supposed to serve and protect us, but tiri kuona vachiuraya vanhu. Totarisa nyaya yakabva kutaura kuZimbabwe yemadzimai matatu, maactivist ekuMDC vakatsanangurawo zvakaitika kwavari, iyo another form of violence against women. Saka tiri kuona kuti marates eviolence akawanda, whether violence iri kuitika mumba, whether violence iri kuitika nehurumende, violence and mapurisa, they are all forms of violence. Organizing it no shanda kuti. My violence iwa ya aregere kuramba achitwa. I think in Minneapolis, whenever ku engage and it Minneapolis, USA. Nanganchi share the name Madame the Kusbab with my social media platforms. No not violence, they're gonna yakuwe out of hand. Ma store target to ya piswa. Mapurisa ya piswa. And put our solutions which are kure kure. Since we have a next door, and if I know Gara Chapo Chapo. As soon as no niche kiss out in Mukamai, I never have a diki. Also, as a black woman raising black boys in the USA, as a young Zimbabwean woman who's an activist, Jonas Rose, which called Mama Zmaya Abiangu, but no trial could va Tauro, Kufunga Pavo, Shinjinja Melu, Wobatwa, name Mandas, the Wobatwa Mabatu Abakaitwa. Zvino zvatinofanira kuti tese tofanira kuti tite engage. Toregedza kublema you know, my victims. As soon as how can we support each other as Zimbabweans? How can we support each other as a humanity across the globe? And which I think you tikatarisa tose, my rates of violence are kukwira nekuda kweyo COVID. My rates of depression are kukwira nekuda kweyo COVID. As they say, nothing happens in isolation. Zvino zvakabatana, they are all interconnected.
Mm-hmm.
I think though, it's not it's an angurezo.
Maybe if you can just explain to us in English, what does your organization do? How are you working with women in Zimbabwe during this COVID-19? Because prior to having this conversation here, I actually had an interview with Minister Stembiso Nyoni. I'm hoping that we can play her audio tomorrow, where she's talking about some of the things that her ministry is doing to assist women. But what does your organization do, especially to, you know, working with women in Zimbabwe and looking at the state of violence? We've seen many, you know, reports. She even mentioned that actually Minister Nyoni mentioned that they've seen an increase in the number of, domestic violent cases in Zimbabwe. What's your take?
Absolutely. So our organization was founded out of a vision, was based on my own experience as a survivor of violence.
Mm-hmm.
It is definitely based out of the United States because that's where I'm based. But the organization focuses on serving African women. So as far as working with women in Zimbabwe, I'm very thankful for technology that we have right now. We're able to connect with women from Zimbabwe, wherever they are in the diaspora. We've been working with women who are in Zimbabwe on the ground, women who are from Zimbabwe, we're in South Africa, Turkey, you name it. There's Zimbabweans even in Afghanistan. You know, we work with women all over the globe who are Zimbabwean and who identify as African. The work that we've been doing during this COVID has been a lot of reaching out. I was just reading an article this afternoon about the friendship benches that were started in Zimbabwe. I think it's an amazing, amazing idea, especially in where people are feeling isolated. Sometimes, and some of the, I think it just takes to ask someone, how are you doing? So we've been using technology and the social media platforms to reach out to some of the survivors we've worked with even in the past. Another thing we've been doing is also been partnering with organizations on the ground in Zimbabwe.
Mm-hmm.
So, for example, identifying, last week we identified widows in a specific part of Zimbabwe, and we sent some items to assist them in terms of food. Just doing grassroots things like that goes a long way, because we know that violence is a combination of things, but especially in this time that we're in of isolation and job losses, there's a lot of frustration and stress. Not that that should be an excuse for anyone to be violent,
mm-hmm.
but we are human, so we reach our breaking point. But I think all in all, I can say our organization focuses mostly on the prevention. So prevention of violence, and when the violence happens, we try to focus on making sure that the family is safe, the woman and the children are safe, and we also make sure that the father, maybe in most cases who committed the violence, also gets help. We believe in treating the family as a whole, and so this is the work that we've been trying to do, and we are hoping after COVID, we get more connected with the Zimbabwean, you know, our Minister of Gender, to be able to actually do more hands-on work on the ground in Zimbabwe instead of just virtual work we've been doing.
Mm-hmm. Thank you very much. Sai, if you can come in and weigh in, maybe you would like to ask Ms. Dondo a question, you can go ahead.
Yes, thank you very much. She's echoing much of what Ms. Nyathi has been saying. they are also gender activists. I see there are many similarities in their work, which is very interesting. But then how is it easy to work with Zimbabwean women when you are here in the United States? Of course, you mentioned technology, it makes it easy. Do you have other people that are based in Zimbabwe who can coordinate everything?
Yes, so yeah, we do have a team of women on the ground. And the beautiful thing about the team that we have on the ground actually is some of them are survivors. We have found healing. We are now giving back by doing the work. And like I mentioned, we are a grassroots organization, a small organization. If you know the history of black-owned nonprofit organizations based in the U.S., our funding streams are always not as strong as bigger organizations. So we operate on a string budget, but we make it work. You know, most of our support, most of our advocates are on a volunteer basis. As I mentioned earlier on, it is my vision that we have a more in-person presence in Zimbabwe. That is one of the goals that we have for this 2020. But unfortunately, due to the COVID-19 and the delays that it has caused, we have not been able to launch that project. But it is something that we are really definitely foreseeing in the near future.
Yeah, okay. Thanks very much. Going back to Ms. Nyathi, we are Muzwa omunye lapha la isikhuluma la ukhuluma ngomkhankaso abawenzayo. Would you say your organization has noted any increase in domestic violence, as we've been hearing from other organizations? And also, what's your comment about the alleged police brutality on some women during this lockdown?
Yes, there's been a lot of police brutality, like the case of two women from Bulawayo and the MDC activist that has been tortured, violating the Zimbabwean constitution. These women in Bulawayo would just get the basic commodities. Maybe they were going to buy sanitary pads, who knows. But they were shamed, they were insulted, yet they were within the 5-kilometer radius within their area. And these women were taken to them by a valelo, which is not right.
Yeah, my issue is
the constitution guarantees the right to dignity and not.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Okay. There has been an increase of gender-based violence. As a gender network, we are saying no to gender-based violence, and we are working with the victims of gender violence, giving them more information and connecting them to more safety nets. Because you can imagine, during this lockdown, they've been spending 24 hours with their abusers, with the perpetrators.
Okay. And how do you evaluate your success rate? Can you say what you have been doing so far has been helpful to the victims? And how would you know that your message on everything, say the violence, and also about coronavirus has reached the targeted audience? How do you measure that?
Precisely, it has been a success, because we get feedback from citizens, from women, from, like, we don't say people, from women, from girls, from men, from boys who are working in our various communities. We keep touching base with them, and we get information for what we've been doing, how the assistance that we've given them, they are appreciated.
Okay, hi. Siyabonga kakhulu ukuthi sizwe lokhu okuchoyo ngalolu daba loke sikhuluma laye. Nkosikazi Chelesile Nyathi, yena ke ngowenhlanganiso leyi ESWGN nge-gender network laye ke besichasisele ukuthi kuyini abakucabangayo lapha ngokuhlukuluzana kwezindlini. Njalo uthi nxa besithi gender bakhangela ngomama bodwa, hayi, bakhangele bonke labesilisa, bakhangele bonke labantwana, labafana, labobaba. Yebo ke sike sezwa ke lapha uMavela sithi ukhulume lo nkosikazi Sithembiso Nyoni. Ngakho ke lathi ke lapha silakho lapha silako lapha ade khuluma khona. Asizweni ukuthi ukhuluma nini uthini yena ke lanxa ethe uzakhuluma naye kusasa. Thina kasimzweni ukuthi uthini lapha ke sikhumbula ukuthi uSithembiso Nyoni ngumphathi ntambo obona ngesiphathelane labesifazane. Hayi sizazama mbayi mbayi ukulethulela lelo umbiko wakhe owakhathesi ngiyehluleka ukuwudlala lapha emsakazweni. We'll play that audio later on, Marvelous.
Okay, like I said earlier on, I had the opportunity to speak to Minister Sithembiso Nyoni, who was actually just, you know, speaking about what they are seeing on the ground regarding to the COVID-19 situation and what women are doing in the country. So like what Sai is saying, we will be able to play the audio later on. But as we carry on in the program, the situation also in Chinoy, people have been complaining that there is a lot of police presence when they go to try and buy food and stuff like that. So let's just take a look at what's going on in Chinoy. So there, Trukona Shripitska Kuchi, Noi Uko, and Varpuchema Chema Vachitivo, Mapuri Sargo, Shunguru, Zavarputi Ivo, a Kanorpuda end up no Tenga Chikafu Kanazumishakada, Varpuzo to Unet Samba Eri, Yakutu and the Kone Gochi Daku and the Pagandosum Shripitako, Mugutare, Chinoi, and those Ruchema Chema and Vachit, Nyayo COVID-19, Trukuinswa, Asi, Truku Shunguruzwa, Atinakuwa Nedumka, Nautitita or Nema Purisa, Kutitins, Wakuti Ivo. Vanona say should be cash, but let's go back to Miss Comfort Dondo there to just weigh in on. We see, you know, people in Zimbabwe are also complaining about the police, which we're seeing happening in your neck of the woods in Minneapolis. As a young Zimbabwean woman raising a boy here in the United States, what do you feel daily when you see some of these things happening?
You know, thank you so much again for having me on this platform. You know, it's I feel like I'm being pulled both ways.
Mm.
Because as a young Zimbabwean immigrant living in Minneapolis, Minnesota, USA, I every day I'm faced with the anxiety and the fear of the racist systems that we deal with.
Mm-hmm.
And then as a young Zimbabwean going back home to Zimbabwe, I also feel the same fears and anxieties of a system that should feel like home, but does not feel like home, does not feel safe. So I feel like both ways, I don't feel safe anyway. What has been happening for me and for many, you know, people in the Black community has been a lot of violence towards Black and brown bodies. And I will speak from my own personal experiences. I've lived in Minnesota and Minneapolis for the last 16 years.
Mm-hmm.
And the ideology around Minnesota is a progressive state. Minnesota nice, we have that saying, Minnesota nice, which simply means that we'll be nice in your face, but really when you look at the systems, they are very much racist. To give you an example, every morning I go behind my wheel. I pass through the Minneapolis Police Department headquarters. There's a lot of police activity where I stay because I believe in staying where I live. I don't believe in going to stay in the suburbs away from the people I serve. So I live in South Minneapolis, and my office is in South Minneapolis, which is about 4 blocks from where the young man was killed, George Floyd. So this is very close to home. And I feel it every day. I feel the fear, the anxiety. I feel being watched. Being profiled, these are the experiences of many, many Blacks in the United States. But whether we talk about it or not, this is the reality. And George Floyd's murder is just one example of the things we go through every single day. And I would like to go back home as well in Zimbabwe, where we've been increasingly seeing the police also being very brutal to the citizens. I'm not exactly sure what is going on around the globe, but we've been seeing this happening even prior to COVID-19. And I think maybe one thing I would like to say is I believe the police are supposed to serve and protect. In both instances, in the Zimbabwe scenario and in the United States scenario, they are failing to do that. Definitely something is broken in the system, and I hope that there's some solutions to fix it, and that it does not take another death for another civilian for that to happen. Sasa kijana wa Zimbabwe ndio ndo kuruhazi wane zrupitika and Russia mashoko yekutaura asi pane zrupitika ku mu America ne ku Zimbabwe zvakafanana na panyaya mapurisa isusu inini maziro angu ndiye kuti mapurisa anotora basa iro rekuti vachengetedze machengetedze safety yema civilians asi tikona kuti mapurisa haasvika izvozvo instead ndo vakuruhazi sama civilians. Saka zvino zvinondirwadza zvino zvikuri confuse and kushaya kuti chii chiri kunyatsoitika uyezve tiri kuona kuti hazvisi kungoita chete muamerica zviri kuitika nekunyika kwedu kuzimbabwe saka sekizvara chemuzimbabwe ndoda kuchema chema nehurumende yedu kuti pane zvinhu zviri kushanda musystem pane zvinhu zvinofanira kuchinja musystem kuti mapurisa edu ngaave atino tikatarisa mapurisa tofanira kuona kuprotectwa kwete mapurisa anoti abusa. Kata sanya ya madzimai matatu MDC, ma activists ya MDC, waka abuse. Kwa nilusha msika kuti, sayi wako nzwa badale bail, nishini shakaitika kwa vari. Nrunguona, ndambotara before, nilani domestic violence, do pasarelu, ratunenye ushada nisharu. Asi tukuona different forms of violence. And it's like a circle, shini shakango konektana. Kuti violence kaitika mumba, kachangira mumba. Tuki wana ichitika shakari mu ne kunze, ne mu urumende, ne mapulisa, ne masoja.
Aiwa, atino kutenda isha izo, mshari comfort ndo muve nezu warakanaka.
Kutenda, thank you.
Aiwa, apo tangatiku kunzu kwa kupa kune mazimai itaona tangatiku kukurukura chitarisa shuriku itika mnika pa dambu zikure coronavirus kana uti COVID-19 chitarisa shakari. Zviri kuitika pasiro rose tangatiri kuona kuti imomuno muamerica mune zvanga zviri kuitika kuminneapolis ko kunobva muzvare comfort dondo kwakawanikwa iko kuine mumwe mukomana wechivanhu wemuno muafrican american akawanikwa iwe achiurayiwa nemapurisa. Would just like to thank all our guests who were here with us today, and also for those that were watching, this one is not a live program. We are actually pre-recording because of the coronavirus, the corona pandemic currently ravaging the world. We are actually pre-recording from our homes. I'm in Washington, D.C., and currently Zimbabwe has 103 active cases and 132 cumulative cases, 4 deaths currently. And also when we look at the worldwide, what's happening in the world currently, we see that the global figures are continuing to go up. And some of the major epicenters are still here in America, in the USA, in New York and places like that. And here in also DC, they have been actually monitoring what is going on regarding COVID-19 and the coronavirus. But currently, global figures stand at 5.6 million, with 355 people having died. In the United States, 1.6 million, with 100,000 people having died. And here in Washington, DC, we have 8,406 people who've contracted the disease, and 445 have passed away. So I'd like to say join us again tomorrow on Let's Talk Ngati Kurukure, where we'll continue to look at COVID-19 and other issues, and we'll also take into account and look at what happened today in court to the three young ladies from MDC, led by Nelson Chamisa, who stood before the courts today and were granted bail. And these are Joanna Mamombe, Cecilia Chimbiri, and Netsai. So we'll be looking at what's happening with them, whether they've been now taken home, and we'll try and also get hold of them to see if we can chat with them on the program. You have a very blessed day. I'm Marvelous Mplanganya Huye in Washington, D.C.